Hello, Shauna McKenzie, founder of Best Cup Self, with your Monday morning pep talk. Last week I was out to lunch with a friend and we had a conversation that is all too familiar, and I want to hash it out with you here because I have a feeling you have experienced it as well. So we started off just catching up, and one of the things she mentioned to me was that she isn't sleeping well lately. And I said, oh, well, what's going on? Why would you not be sleeping well? And so she says, well, you know, business is fine. She's also an entrepreneur and, you know, busy with that. I just took on another huge project. It's super exciting, but it's taken up a lot of my time. I just brought on a new employee. I was able to hire someone to delegate off these certain marketing tasks, so that's great. I also am sitting on this board. I'm chairing it for a committee that's coming up. It should be pretty fun. There's several hundreds of people coming, so I'm leading that. And I stopped and I looked at her and I said, well, that's all wonderful. Do you think that maybe you're just a little stressed out and that's why you're not sleeping? She kind of stared at me for a second and then she looked back and goes, no, I don't think that's it. And I laugh because I've been there and I know you've been there too. And so we talked a little bit more and, you know, I said, well, are you able to, are you working out? You know, are you eating right? And of course, typical, you know, I'm busy. I eat when I can. I eat as healthy as I can and surviving on caffeine lately, whatever it is. Finally, I asked her one more time. I said, do you think maybe you're just a little bit stressed? And the second time I asked her, her eyes started to well up with tears. And she knew then that she can't get this by me or herself, and in fact she is stressed. And I laughed and we laughed together later because this happens all the time, and I think it happens to entrepreneurs more than maybe other professions, or, you know, just because you're so incredibly fulfilled with what you're doing that it seems so bizarre to you that you could tie something that gives you so much fulfillment with stress. And so one day we just wake up and realize that stress has snuck up on us and we haven't even realized it, even though all the red flags are clearly obvious. So again, I laugh at this because this happens and will, I guarantee, happen again in the future. And we have to do something in order that stress does not sneak up on us. And actually, a recent Gallup poll that I read lately showed that on average, entrepreneurs face more stress than people in other professions, aside from income, aside from marital status, aside from any other factor, meaning they identify that whatever it is with being an entrepreneur, there's clearly one aspect of that that causes more stress. This study also showed that they're more optimistic, more fulfilled, etc. I will post the link in the blog post so you can read it. So, knowing that we are more apt to stress, what do we do so it doesn't sneak up on us and we find ourselves in one of those conversations and crying over our grilled cheese, which happened. We were both in tears. So I find you have to schedule it out. Schedule out stress-free activities. And I'm not just talking like, oh, at the end of the day, you come home and watch TV. That's not what I'm talking about. Proactive, engaging, stress-free activities meant for the sole purpose of releasing some of that anxiety, frustration, whatever it may be. So I'm a big fan of using my phone because it's always on me, and also a big fan of scheduling alerts, because if you don't schedule it, you're not gonna do it. I know this because I do this all the time. So the first app that I really love is the Gratitude app, and those of you that have taken the 30-day challenge know about this app. It is a place where you just document the things you're thankful for, and you can set alerts, and every day you just spend some time and you document what you're grateful for. The other app that I really love is Areet, and it is a place to document virtues and work on your virtues. It's really neat. And so you can pick things like integrity, loyalty, perseverance, courage, positivity, self-esteem. You pick a virtue a week and you intensively focus on that virtue, and then next week you add a different virtue, but you keep working on both. Then the next week you add three and you work on those, and you can track your virtues on a really pretty bar graph. I really love it. I think it's really interesting. And then the third one, which is the most simple of all of them, is simply called Charge. Charge is an app with a little battery in the middle, and you literally check in with yourself throughout the day, and you hit negative and it says, sorry, what happened? You document it, you hit check mark, or you hit the positive and it says, awesome, let's hear it, and you document exactly what's happened that was awesome. And this just keeps a little monitor on yourself. Where's your charge at throughout the day? Now, this doesn't work when you pop it open, when you're stressed or something just happened because you're angry and you're reacting to it. It's also not something that's gonna work when something really good happens and you know you need to get your battery up, so you go and document it. This app works really well when you schedule alarms throughout your day, and when the alarm goes off, regardless of what's happening, you check in with yourself, see how you're doing. There are also a million other activities that you could do. There is, coloring books for adults these days. One, I partake in that, it's amazing. Meditation, maybe taking a yoga class over lunch, whatever it may be, but 5 to 10 minutes of stress-free activity throughout your day is going to change your world. And again, we have to do this as entrepreneurs because stress sneaks up on us more than we know it. So if you have any other apps or any other stress-free activities that you schedule purposely into your day, I would love to hear what those are, especially the smartphone apps. So please post them below in the comments because I'd love to share them, and maybe we'll do a roundup post on the blog. That is it. We will chat with you next week. Have a great and stress-free week.